This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Russia yesterday exchanged 16 agreements in areas related to defense, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. Addressing a joint press meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed confidence that India-Russia friendship will give the strength to face global challenges and this very trust will enrich the shared future of both nations. He stated that India and Russia have been standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against terrorism. He reiterated India's unwavering belief that terrorism is a direct assault on the values of humanity and said global unity is the greatest strength against terrorism.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई में भारत और रूस ने लंबे समय से कंधा मिलाकर सहयोग किया है। पहलगाम में हुआ आतंकी हमला हो या क्रोकस सिटी हॉल पर किया गया कायरतापूर्ण आघात, इन सभी घटनाओं की जड़ एक ही है। भारत का अटल विश्वास है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के मूल्यों पर सीधा प्रहार है और इसके विरुद्ध वैश्विक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत।
The Prime Minister stated that both sides are working towards the early conclusion of a free trade agreement with the Eurasian Economic Union. In a joint statement issued after the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit, the two countries reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral and multilateral cooperation in the field of combating challenges and threats such as terrorism, extremism, transnational organized crime, money laundering, terrorist financing and illicit drug trafficking. Both leaders reaffirmed their strong commitment to preventing and countering terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border movement of terrorists and terrorist financing networks and safe havens. Both leaders condemned the terrorist attack in strongest form in Pehelgam, Jammu and Kashmir, and in Russia at the Crocus City Hall. The government has constituted a four-member committee for the comprehensive review of the circumstances leading operational disruptions of Indigo flights. The committee has been asked to submit a report within 15 days. In a statement, DGCA said the committee will identify the underlying causes leading to widespread operational disruptions. In view of Indigo flight disruptions, DGCA also sought the cooperation of all pilot bodies, associations and pilots across India to maintain stable and smooth flight operations. In view of the surge in passenger demand following widespread flight cancellations in the country, Indian Railways has taken extensive measures to ensure smooth travel and adequate availability of accommodation across the rail network. A total of 37 trains have been augmented with 116 additional coaches in the country. Additional chair car and sleeper class coaches have been introduced on high demand routes and these enhancements will be effective from today. The nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas or death anniversary today. Several functions are being organized all over the country to highlight the contribution of Dr. Ambedkar in the National Building. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, among others, will pay floral tributes at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House Complex in New Delhi this morning. The entire event will be open to the public to pay their obeisance at the feet of the life-size statue of Dr. Ambedkar at the Parliament House lawn. The Mahaparinirvan Divas of Dr. Ambedkar is annually commemorated by Dr. Ambedkar Foundation on behalf of the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, Government of India. A Delhi court is expected to hear today the Enforcement Directorate's or ED submissions after the agency named businessman Robert Vadra, son-in-law of former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, as an accused in a money laundering case connected to UK-based defence dealer Sanjay Bhandari. Last month, the ED filed a prosecution complaint before Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. In men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa will be played at ACA VDCA Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. The series is currently tied at 1-1. India drew first blood with a thrilling 17-run win in Ranchi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.